Tefillah for Life, Shir 1076, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Parshas Emor. We are talking about the foundational, final pasuk of Psukei Dezimra and the final pasuk of Tehillim. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. That every part of the neshama and every individual has the ability to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's another point that they bring for Moshe Feinstein Zecharenu Livracha. And that is, it's really an emuna perspective. It's really a understanding of how the Rabbeinu Shlom runs the world. And that is that every single individual, even a Rasha, brings praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he's going to be punished, a Rasha does Averis, he's going to be punished for those Averis. But every single thing that happens in this world, every person in this world, even the greatest Rasha, brings Hillel to the Rabbeinu Shlom, brings praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka includes everybody, not just an individual that maybe we think is not so capable, and the Pasuk is coming to tell us that he also could praise the Rabbeinu Shlom. It's more than that. Even a person that we perceive as being somebody that brings the opposite of Hillel, the opposite of Kvod Shemayim. He makes Rachman Slana Chil Hashem. We have to understand that everything is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Now, we have a responsibility to do actions that bring Kvod Shemayim. But we have to understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has Kvod Shemayim from everything and every person in this world. No matter who, no matter what the person did, no matter how bad the person seems, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has a plan for this world, and Kvod Shemayim comes out from everyone. And that's an important message that also Tehillim ends off with. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. Never think that there's something that happened or there's a person that exists that seems to be Mechal Shem Shemayim, that this person is ruining, so to speak, Kvod Shemayim. Zok the Pasuk, it's impossible. Every person is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, whether he wants to or not. Whether he's a Rasha or a Tzaddik. The Rabbeinu Shalom placed every individual in this world, and even if a person chooses to misuse his Bechira, to act improperly, still his actions bring Kvod Shemayim. Because Kvod Shemayim is inherent. The Rabbeinu Shalom created a world, and every single detail of that world brings Kvod Shemayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether directly or indirectly.